Today is January 19th, 2015, and I am in the capital of Washington State, Olympia, Washington, to try to stop an ancient injustice. And that injustice is called paternity fraud. Paternity fraud. And paternity fraud is basically when a woman lies about who the dad is and the wrong guy ends up paying for it. It's an ancient problem. I've met paternity fraud victims, and they're innocent, they're aggrieved, and frankly, they're appalled that they have to pay for somebody else's kid. So this is paternity fraud is a dishonest crime, it's cruel, and it's sleazy. And the good news? Today, we have a chance to stop it. Senator Jan Angel has introduced Senate Bill 5006, which would allow DNA evidence to overturn child support orders. Which goes a long way toward solving the problem. DNA tests are now over 99% accurate, over 99% accurate. And states are passing laws that allow it to overturn child support orders. Alabama, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Indiana, Ohio, Virginia, Wyoming. I may be missing some, but the point is, I understand the hesitation about trying to improve public policy, but I think this question has been answered. DNA tests don't lie. So, myself and several other principled and courageous people are in Olympia today to testify in favor of Jan Angel's excellent bill, SB 5006, and hopefully we're going to stop an ancient injustice. I'll try to fill you in later on how it goes. So we've just had our hearing on January 19th, 2015, for Washington State's paternity fraud bill. And I want to give you the thoughts of one of the main movers and shakers for Washington State's paternity fraud bill, Naomi Evans. So this is Naomi Evans that I want to introduce you to. And I see Naomi as being a very principled and courageous person who's trying to improve public policy. Naomi, now that we've gone through the hearing, you've actually heard what people had to say about it, and you watched the politicians' reactions. How would you compare this year's experience to what happened last year?
I think that there was a lot more recognition from all the legislators, maybe caring a lot more. So last year there was only four of us, and none of them asked us any questions after our speeches, 3 minutes. But there was two attorneys that spoke out in opposition against this bill, and unfortunately they were the only ones that had any credence maybe to the legislators, who asked them multiple questions, and they probably sat for about 15 minutes and spoke with the legislators. But I was really glad to see that there was more involvement this time around, that they were asking some questions and kind of even defending us. And I got a laugh. We didn't have these nice little blue t-shirts last year, which I have to thank some supporters for donating money to get the word out there so we could get some shirts, Stop Paternity Fraud, Washington 2015. And so maybe it looked a little daunting to them to have a room full of blue shirt people in the back sitting there. You know, maybe they're a little bit afraid of us coming after them with some burning pitchforks or something. I don't know. But
so do you have some plans for tomorrow, January 20th, 2015?
Yeah, actually we have tomorrow and the next day we're going to be down here, a group of us, doing some lobby appointments. So we're going to be focusing primarily on the House Judiciary Committees and the House Rules Committee. I think we've got a few members of the Senate Rules. I heard that the companion bill was just filed today in the House, so we really need to start working on them. They didn't have this bill last year, so it's going to be new to them. We need to really get the word out and talk to them. Unfortunately, this is kind of a conservative bill. It seems like Republicans are more supportive of it than Democrats. So we're really kind of going to focus on the Democrats and hope that they can come through for us.
And how do you hope this will all turn out? What are your ideals? What do you aspire to? What are your hopes, your dreams?
I want to change this law so that obviously a lot of victims of paternity fraud can be free, but I'm not just fighting this for myself and my husband. It's also for like my thing about my kids. I've got two boys and I don't ever want them to have to go through this. I want to be able to hold my grandchildren someday and know that they're mine and that some greedy woman out there is not going to be able to entrap them based on lies. You know, we have DNA evidence and it should be able to set anybody free. That's clear and convincing evidence. And it's just ridiculous that they would try to entrap these men.
Okay, and here we have...
My name is Brandon Jones. I've been a Duke dad for almost 15 years. I've known for about the last 10 years that I found out that I wasn't the biological father of the child.
Okay, and now that you've attended the hearing in Olympia, Washington, the state's capital, for stopping the injustice of having to pay for somebody else's child, what is your sense of how that hearing went? Did anything really stand out to you that was you thought was important that happened?
I'm coming away from it today a lot more encouraged and excited than I was last year when we heard testimony on the same bill. There seems to be a lot more support. Senator O'Ban, who pretty much grilled our opposition and shot down a lot of what his argument was, and that was nice. It definitely showed that we're gaining some of the attention from our legislators. We're getting some folks to open up their eyes to this and see the injustice of it, and we're getting some good, solid support. I did notice that our one vehement opponent on the bench seems to still hold on to her position and was so gracious as to demean these men that are going through this to suggest that we're stealing our children's DNA evidence and using 7-Eleven tests to prove that we're not our kids, and I think that's probably just an insult to the entire cause and an insult to a legitimate grievance and something that that people have a right to be angry about and something that people have a right to want to correct and change.
What are your hopes, your ideals? What do you aspire to?
My hope is that among many other things, this isn't my last stop on this ride. I'm hoping that that this particular issue will get resolved. I'm not going to benefit from it. By the time all of this gets implemented and everything's done, if I do benefit from it, it's going to be for a year. By the time if this passes this year, it'll be 17 years that I've been paying child support for a child that's not mine. So the chance that I'll actually take an opportunity to take advantage of this law is pretty slim, because what for? For a year of relief. My hope is that I have a whole lot of nephews. I have two sons. And I want to make sure that through the hard work of myself, through others, that there's a legacy left behind that they are not going to have to be, they're not going to have to worry about this. This isn't going to have to be a concern of theirs. Hopefully this will encourage some women to wake up and say, hey, you know what? Even if I entrap this guy, it's not a forever deal. I could turn around and lose that money bag right now. So it who knows? It might actually encourage honesty, encourage people to be forthcoming, encourage people to do what they're supposed to be doing.
Hi, my name is Eric Johnson, and I'm a voter out of Lopez Island, Washington. I'm here to support Senate Bill 5006 for the injustice and inequalities that are happening. I was here last year, and to help support a cause that went from a issue of the opponents wanted to wish that it would be a battle of how should I say, the parentage of a father and the father's rights to be able to parent a child, and that is not what the case is today. The case in what we're talking about here is the fiscal and financial responsibilities of a person, a father. Let's allow and furnish a pipeline for that establishment of accurate paternity to be established so that there can be a positive relationship with a child. The courts have ruled that paternity and biology is a very important factor, so let's help foster that and not have a system where through monetary gains be our only source for the law. The law is there for the lawless, and this is a case where it just simply needs to be refined so that it can then allow judges to fairly and accurately distribute the law accordingly.
Now that you have sat through the hearing for Senator Angel's fine bill that would stop this injustice, what's your take on how the hearing went? Do you remember anything that really stood out?
What stood out is that overall there was a common theme and a common message, but that there was the message of fairness, and that this be an issue that does keep a child at paramount, and that the child in the best interest of that child are what is taken into account. And I'm very optimistic and hopeful that the senators actually were able to take from our testimony, and just by the air and the feeling in the air of how they were responding to both our statements and the questions that we posed, as well as the opposition, that I'm positively optimistic. That there is a hope. Whereas last year, I felt very defeated, and the opposition was there to clearly define that we're not going to discuss father's rights, and therefore we're not going to hear this bill at all last year. And this year, they did see through that this is a fiscal problem and not so much a physical problem.
What are your hopes? What are your dreams? What do you aspire to?
My hopes and dreams are that again, like Brandon, that this law helps the generations to come, and that there is a clearly defined law that encompasses all people, regardless of race, gender, all points and facets, to include gays, and rights have been included in some of the parentage laws and the Uniform Parenting Act as it stands. So this will tie in the loop, so that grandparents and step-parents who do not have any parentage rights, as well as non-biological fathers, because that's the issue here, non-biological fathers, DNA-proven non-biological fathers, not out of a Coke can from 7-Eleven, not out of your Cracker Jack box either. This is real. This is from an accredited lab.
Okay, so now we've had the hearing for Senator Jan Angel's excellent bill, SB 5006, which would stop the ancient injustice of paternity fraud. I sat through the hearing, and I think there was a lot of support for her bill. A lot of people came forward and testified. They said that it affected their families, and I should say paternity fraud that hurt their families. And there was really only two people who expressed concerns about the bill. And frankly, one of them seemed to me kind of sleazy. It was like she was trying to justify paternity fraud, which is basically a woman lying about who the dad is to get the wrong guy to pay for it. And you know, it's dishonest, it's cruel, and it's sleazy. So I think we're making progress. Some of the elected officials were receptive to the bill, and we'll see what happens.